So, I heard you're about to be an intern for your first summer ever in DC. Or as I like to call them, Hillterns. Sure, there are lots of podcasts where you can listen to how to behave in your office or how to win over your boss or get a job in DC. But this podcast is different. Follow the members of 503 South at Crystal Plaza, myself, Jade Williams, my roommates, Taylor, Rachel, Dom, and Annabelle, along for the crazy ride of our time in DC and how we can help you be the best Hillturn when you're off the clock. Step one of surviving DC, especially as an Aggie, is to make sure that your roommates that you're with, that you have something you're doing every week that keeps you guys connected, and it doesn't have to be expensive. For the roommates of 503S, our thing was every week, without fail, regardless of if you were hungry or not, we would make a 7-Eleven trip. Whether it was for brownies, free Slurpees, blueberry donuts, or a variety of other items that we needed, such as sunglasses, this was a place where we could always come together at the end of the day that was close to the apartment and honestly felt like a bit of home.
Okay, howdy, my name is Annabelle Clem. I'm a senior ag economics major, and my fun fact is that I can clap with one hand, so just listen. And you can't see it, but you're just gonna have to trust me that that was with one hand that I did that.
Before Annabelle explains her 7-Eleven story, you guys just have to know that Annabelle was addicted to 7-Eleven brownies and sending text messages before our trip to 7-Eleven. And just so you can understand how these text messages were, I'm about to read off to you a dramatic rendition read by Annabelle of the text messages she used to send us before our 7-Eleven trip.
Dear lovely ladies of 503S, this evening in, say, 30 agonizing minutes, shall we descend upon the joyous establishment, namely 7-Eleven? Question mark. Truest I say to you, young Padawans, that the greatest gift I have received is a wonderfully wrapped square treat running at $2 and some change. Blessed be those who behold it. How do we respond to these measures, you ask? Shall we go about our lives in ignorance? Surely not. Truly, truly, I say to you, the voyage is coming and the journey is far ahead. And I'm going to start talking about 7-Eleven and what it means to us. So we started going to 7-Eleven. And 7-Eleven was really special to me because I feel like most of us were from like relatively small towns. And so, you know, what is there to do in a small town besides go to a gas station? And so it kind of brought a little piece of home to DC. And so we all just kind of bonded. And at 7-Eleven, you know, we would get whatever we were interested in, any snacks. And so after a couple weeks, I discovered the brownies at 7-Eleven, which were a little controversial, but I loved them. The cashier knew that I loved them. And the guy who worked at the front desk of our apartment complex, Cameron, is awesome. He's the goat. He's wonderful. And we just started bringing him snacks sometimes after doing these 7-Eleven runs. And we started bringing him brownies. And he also can confirm that they're really, really good. One time at 7-Eleven, we went to National Slurpee Day, of course, because where else would you celebrate this holiday? And unfortunately, it seems like the inventory was swept away. And so I did indeed crawl under the cabinet to get the remaining lids, which none of which fit, and so our slurpees were like spilling everywhere and we got all sticky, but it was fun because we did it together. So while I was crawling under there, Jade went into what I would call the back room. She somehow found an open door. I don't really know how it happened, but we look over. Jade is nowhere to be found but in the inventory room of 7-Eleven, but nothing is back there, which is really scary.
Hey, it's me again. I just felt the need to say that I have zero memory of going in this back room. I do remember Slurpee Day. I remember getting my Slurpee, but the back room, no memory. However, it definitely happened because there is a picture. So did the back room take my memories? Was I not supposed to remember it? I don't know.
So that was a National Slurpee Day. It was an awesome day. One last thing that I have to mention, they did have the Swag Dad sunglasses, which I tried on every time that I went there, but I never purchased them because I'm not that cool. So,
hi, I'm Taylor O'Brien, and I am another member of 503S. Fun fact about me is that I have the greatest commuter heels, and yes, that is a thing. It's just really, really low heels to the point that they may not even be actually considered heels. They're just comfortable. Anyways, when we were in DC to make our day a little bit interesting, we made trips to the Crystal City 7-Eleven. And we always had on the randomest outfits, which thank God I cannot show you those right now.
Little does Taylor know, you actually can see the outfits we wore to 7-Eleven. Go to agcj366.tamu.edu and you can check out the cool fits we wore to 7-Eleven and many other things mentioned in this podcast episode.
Hello, my name's Dominique. I am a international affairs student at Texas A&M. And I worked on the Hill this past summer with these lovely gals, and I was a member of 503S. And my fun fact is that I can touch my tongue to my nose, lol.
Show the podcast.
Sorry, that was a weird noise I just made. Jade, please crop that out. But anyways, so I've been instructed to talk about our time many times. Traveling to 7-Eleven or after our long nights, as Taylor mentioned, at work doing intern things. We were very exhausted. I, for one, was probably more exhausted from the actual commute than doing actual work on the Hill, but that's irrelevant. Anyways, my favorite 7-Eleven story was towards the end of our summer, and after we took all of Jade's birthday decorations down, we realized that our cheap decorations, or the cheap tape that we used, ripped off all the paint on the walls. And we were left with lots of chipped paint on our walls. It was actually pretty bad. And so our quick thinking led us to go adventuring to 7-Eleven and buying Cameron, the concierge, who worked at the front desk of our apartment complex, a brownie, and bribing him with that brownie to forgive us for the chipped paint. And it worked. He said we were fine and the mission was successful.
Howdy, my name is Rachel Detton. I'm an agribusiness student at Texas A&M and I was a member of 503S. And a fun fact about me is that I hate Slurpees. I know that's really shocking coming from the 7-Eleven frequenting apartment building, but yeah, I really wasn't a fan of Slurpees until I joined 503S, and we made our voyages to 7-Eleven after work every day. After a hard day's work on the Hill, we moved from our hoity-toity offices to our little 7-Eleven that was on the corner right next to a strip club that served breakfast. So it's always fun to walk past that, humble yourself a little bit after a day of work, and go get your Slurpee. And I really didn't like Slurpees until I tried the 7-Eleven Cherry Slurpee on July 11th, 2023. And really what made it great was not the ice cold Slurpee. It wasn't the flavor, nothing like that. It was the fact that I shared it with my roommates who we just had the craziest experiences every time we went to 7-Eleven. We would always travel in a pack of seven, which was crazy. And I feel like it was very intimidating watching us cross the street. But I always felt safe with them. We always had fun. We always giggled. It was the best time. And I haven't had a Slurpee since then, but I treasure all those moments.
Howdy, I'm Jade, and my favorite thing about the DC trip was that you never saw me without a neck pillow. I had like this really big fluffy neck pillow, and anyone can attest, if I was in the apartment of 503S, that thing was around my neck. My favorite memory from 7-Eleven is when we went to Slurpee Day and got free Slurpees, because I will never forget seeing Annabelle crawl Olympic style flexibility into the cabinet to retrieve the lids for the missing Slurpee containers. And this picture will be included on the website to go get the extra information on this amazing experience. It was always a great time. We loved bringing back snacks for Cameron, the concierge service, and it always ended up paying off for us because, for instance, one time we chipped paint that he forgave, another time he printed out our White House tickets last minute. And so it pays to be nice to the person working the front desk. For our final segment today, we're going to be talking about free things to do in DC, how we got in touch with them, and what they were. And this is going to take the place of a second step due to this episode including introductions of my amazing roommates from 503 South. My favorite thing about DC is that people always talk about it being a really expensive city, and it absolutely is, but there are a lot of ways to do it on a budget and to still have fun and to not miss out on any experiences while you're there. One of my favorite personal parts was planning Rachel's birthday, which was July 5th. So after we had the July 4th fireworks to celebrate her, the next following day at the Wharf, they had a free playing of a movie on the wharf, on the water, with chairs set up. And so to be able to watch that movie for free on the water, it was just such a great experience. It was a bonding moment. All the roommates got to go. We did, however, buy cupcakes for Rachel's birthday and bring them out there, but it was still less expensive than if we had purchased them from a shop somewhere on the wharf. So, I mean, when going to DC, just know anything from the zoo to museums to seeing movies or cultural experiences are all things that any intern can do on a budget in their free time with their roommate or by themselves.
This is Annabelle. My favorite free thing that we did or got to do in DC is definitely the museums. And my favorite was the National American History.
So now with confidence, say the American History Museum.
My favorite was the American History Museum.
You know, there are so many of these mistakes that I could take out in my podcast, but I feel like it would really take away from you understanding the personality that I loved so much about my roommates this summer and that made them who they are. So I love leaving stuff like this in, and I really hope that you'll visit the American History Museum on Annabelle's confident answer.
I loved it. I had heard so much about it. And I just feel like it brings everything to life that you learned in history class and in the nation's capital, which is awesome. The heart of where everything happened. So that was my favorite.
So again, to just reiterate how Jade said that typically Washington, D.C. is seen as some place that's really expensive, that you have to pay to do a lot of things. A lot of cool things are free. I remember this girl did a TikTok series about fun, free things going on in D.C. every weekend, and we religiously watched her content. But one of my favorite free things in D.C., was walking around Eastern Market, which was this fun little area in DC, just south of the hill, or just north of the hill. Correct that later on. West of the hill, east of the hill, just in case you need to. You can paste that however you want.
Respectfully asking me to find directions is like asking a bird to swim or a fish to fly. So I did not find which way it was, but in my head it was like to the right on the board of the metro, and that's about all I can tell you. But Eastern Market is definitely a big suggestion. There's also a place to eat called Ted's Bulletin that's in Eastern Market that has the most amazing Ted Tarts. It's like a Pop-Tart, but better. And they have fantastic breakfast food and great service.
Eastern Market was a great place to walk around. On Saturday mornings, we would go and walk through some of the booths that they had. They had clothing, they had art, they had this stamp collector that we loved to go and see all of his stamps. And I even bought a couple. And of course, you can buy things, but you absolutely don't have to. We walked around and we dressed cute, and we walked up and down the streets of Eastern Market. We went into Capitol Hill Bookstore, which was a really cool used bookstore. They have every genre you can imagine. We walked around the actual Eastern Market marketplace where you can buy fresh fruits, vegetables, meats, lots of different cultural foods and things like that. They even have a little breakfast bar. They had lots of really unique fresh flowers, which we love to keep in our apartment. It was a great way to freshen up that dorm furniture you get. But yes, I loved walking around Eastern Market, dressed up all cute with my roomies and just going through all the junk that they had for sale.
My favorite thing about DC is that people always talk about it being a really expensive city, and it absolutely is, but there are a lot of ways to do it on a budget and to still have fun and to not miss out on any experiences while you're there. One of my favorite personal parts was planning Rachel's birthday, which was July 5th. So after we had the July 4th fireworks to celebrate her, the next following day at the Wharf, they had a free playing of a movie on the Wharf, on the water, with chairs set up. And so to be able to watch that movie for free on the water, it was just such a great experience. It was a bonding moment. All the roommates got to go. We did, however, buy cupcakes for Rachel's birthday and bring them out there, but it was still less expensive than if we had purchased them from a shop somewhere on the Wharf. So, I mean, when going to DC, just know anything from the zoo to museums to seeing movies or cultural experiences are all things that any intern can do on a budget in their free time with their roommate or by themselves. Thank you so much for joining me and the roommates of 503 South on our amazing journey through DC. Stay tuned for our next episode to hear about the GOP House Intern Party, 4th of July in DC, and many more tidbits you need to survive your summer.
Goodbye and good luck from 503S.